Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Ein elu nidreit inu nefesh. No, these are not called cases of inu nefesh. And the Ran says, the first book of Mordor Rabbi Yosef, nidreit inu nefesh hud lo heaven, avod varm shebeno lo beno heaven. Rabbi Yosef holds these first two cases, that she can't take a shower, or she can't put on makeup, that has to do between her and her husband. That's going to bother her husband if she can't take a shower, if she can't put on makeup. So those that terim go, but terim is called neder, dvorim she beinoy le beinoy. It's something between her and him. So therefore, that's not the case of inu nefesh. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef explains, v'yelu hein nidri inu nefesh, but you know rather what is yet considered a case of inu nefesh. Omra, she says like this, koinein peiris seilem alai. She makes in this and that that she cannot eat any fruits of the whole world. All type of fruits are rasa to her. That's a terrible pain to go through life like that. So then if the husband hears about it, he could be made for that neder. Hareza yachol ofer. What about if she only says, peiris medina zu alai? She only says, I'm not going to be able to eat Australia's apples. Only that type of apples I can eat. From one medina. But from the Medina where she is living, she did not make the Isser. Then that's not so bad. Because Yovilo Medina Cheris, so who says you have to eat those type of apples? So what? If you made an Isser there, then not eat Florida apples. Okay, so you eat California apples. It's not so bad. But if you make an Isser there, then not eat any apples, that's terrible. What about Paris Chendvini Zeolai? She makes an Isser there that she can't have any enjoyment from Ralph's. She goes to Ralph's, that's a grocery store, so she makes this and that she can't have any enjoyment from Ralph's. Is there any Yochel Hofer? The husband can't be made for the nether. Svaita, not so bad. Go to Alphabet, go to a different store. You don't but you have to go to this Chenveni, go to another store, that's not called Inu Nefesh. What about though, let's say she had a credit charge in Ralph's, and Ralph's the only store that gives a credit. Nobody else gives a credit. Says so, she doesn't have any money. The only place where she could buy food now is by Ralph's. So then I raise the offer. Then if she made a neder that she can't buy anything from Ralph's, the husband's allowed to be made for that neder. Because that's called the neder of Inu Nefesh. Since that's the only store that gives a credit, and if she can't buy there, so come time she won't be able to buy any place. And that's a terrible pain. So therefore the husband has a right to be made for this type of a neder. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosef is the one that says these are considered cases of inu nefesh. Now the Gemara explains. Nidre inim, our Mishnah says, nidre inu nefesh to the mefer. She'ein behem inu nefesh einu mefer. Mashma only nidorim that has pain to her if she keeps it. Then the husband or the father could be mefer. But mashma of the neder does not give her any pain. Stam she makes this a neder, she is not going to eat these apples. There's no pain involved, so don't eat these apples, eat other apples. Then the husband cannot be made for the neder. For the Gemara and Mashman, there's no other neder he could be made for. For the Gemara, we learn not like that. For Yotanya, we learned. The Pasuk says, Bein ish li ishtoi, bein av lebitoi. That nederim that pertains between the husband and the wife, between the father and the daughter. Melamed, this Pasuk comes to teach us, Shehabal meifa nederim, shebeino lebeino. The husband has a right to be made for the nedarim, which pertains between him and his wife. Even though the neder is not a pain to his wife, but still, if it's something that gave it to him and her, he has a right to be made for it. So, l'chor t'kasha in our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah only say, inu nefesh, here it's mashma dvarim shebeino lebeino also, the husband could be made for. And this Gemara says, Amri, halin v'halin mefer. True, the husband or the father has a right to be made for both of these types of nedarim. Whether the neder is inu nefesh like our Mishnah, or whether the neder is dvorm shebeino lebeino, true, the husband has a right to be made for them. But miyu yishno, there's a difference. Inu nefesh, if the neder is a pain to her, something we see she can't take, then we say mefer li'elam. The husband has a right to be mefer, and when he's mefer, the mefer is chal li'elam. That's it. This neder never comes back again. That's called mefer li'elam. Therefore, it helps for always. Avul ein beminu nefesh. Let's say the pasuk, the neder, does not have a pain to herself, but only it's something between she and him. Then we say kedisa tachuseyo heve hafora. Calls the man that living together. True, when the husband was made for that neder, she made a neder not to put on makeup. So if so, that nether pertains to him. So kol zman he's married to her, if he was made for it, that's it, the nether goes off. Mashenka, when she gets a get though, then the nether comes back again. But these type of nether between her and him, then we say his power to be made for to take off the nether is only calls the man he's married to her. But when he gets a get, he gives her a get, then the nether comes back again. But shame b'mino nefesh.
Let me skip
someone
second.
Therefore, the chimigarish law chalala nidra. Bedvarm shebenola beno, right? Shein bem inu nefesh. That's the loch of the neder does not have to do with inu nefesh. It only has to do with dvarm shebenola beno. That then we say the husband's afar only helps for kol zman they're married. But after the marriage, then the neder comes back. The afar doesn't help afterwards. Avol yesh bem inu nefesh. But let's say the neder has to do with inu nefesh, something that bothers or gives a pain. Then we say lechalala nidra. That then the neder is not chal. In other words, once he's made for the neder, that's it. The neder never comes back again. Udvarim shein b'minu nefesh. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, is this true? Udvarim shein b'minu nefesh. A neder that does not have pain to his wife. It's only a neder that has to do with between him and her. So you want to tell me now, you just said that kimigarish law, chalala, that even though kol zman they're married, the husband has a right to be made for that neder, but the afara does not help, after the get. Once he gives her a get, then the nether comes back. Like we always say, hafar is the pshat, not that the husband has the right to be oikah the nether mikara, as if the nether was never made. That only a chacham could do. But a husband is only chops it off mikan labo. He's megas gayas. So the pshat is the nether was once made and it's called a good nether. Just calls them as they're married, his hafar takes away the nether. But after they give a get, then the nether comes back again. So we ask the question, is that true? V'yotanan, we learned like this. V'yotanan, we learned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer Yofer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that a husband should be mefer his wife's nedarim. And Ran says, Masnisani by Pirkan, it's a Mishnah later, Ukatani Reisha, Koinem Sheini Yosi Apicha. If the wife makes a ned, I'm not going to work for you. If I'm not going to work for my husband, the locher is ain't the soruch locher. The husband does not have to be made for that neder. Why? To mishubedes lay that she has to work for him. She's mishubed to him. Therefore, they can't. This neder is not chal. If she makes a neder that she won't work for the husband, she can't make such a neder. So Tanakhama says the husband does not have to be made for it. The husband should be made for the neder now. Because if he's not going to be made for the neder, we have to be afraid that later when the husband gives his wife a get, then she's not meshubit. She does not have to work anymore for the husband. So then the neder will be chal that she's not allowed to, that the husband can't have any enjoyment from her. So therefore we tell her, we tell the husband, go and be made for the neder right now. That's what Yechon ben Nuri says. Again, Yechon ben Nuri Yomer Yofer Koshem Yigoshenu. Maybe you can give your wife a get, and then your wife's neder like will take place. Your wife made neder that you can't have any enjoyment from her. Any work that she does doesn't go to the husband. So we say, calls the man they're married, she can't make such a neder because she's meshubit to her husband. But Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, even so, the husband should be made for that neder. Because you have to be afraid that maybe you're going to give your wife a get, and then she's not meshubet to you anymore, and then it's going to be also for you, because of that neder, to have enjoyment from her. So therefore, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? He said that you should be made for her neder right now. So you see clearly, if you're made for the neder right now, that hafara helps li'olam. That even though later you give her a get, still you are allowed to have enjoyment from her. So you see clearly, dvorim, shebeino lebeino. A nether that pertains between you and her, when she made this nether that you can't have enjoyment from me. So that nether, if the husband is made for it, mashma that far helps, even after the get. So it's not like we're saying now, we want to say now that nidri in the nefesh, the nidre beno lebeno, the afar only helps up until he gives her a get. But once he gives her a get, then his afar does not help. And look, from here we say not like that.
All right, turn on.
Here we see clearly that forward asof. That's what Yochanan Munir is saying, that the husband should be made for right now that neder, that even though late he'll give her a get, still he'll be able to have enjoyment from her. So you see that forward helps even for later. So if so, what's the difference between the dorim beinoma beino le nidre ino nefesh? So this the Gemara answers like this. Was yet kasha alma ki megarish lo umeifu lo mikora tehevei hafara. You see, the hafara is called the good hafara. So Gemara says no. I'm going to tell you like this. Halin v'halin nevi hafara. It's taka true. Both cases, the husband has a right to be made for the nedarim. Whether it's a neder inu nefesh, or whether it's a neder beino lebeino. So the husband has a right to be made for it. So what's the difference? Ela nidri inu nefesh. If it's a question of she's having pain, if the neder is that she can't eat any fruit, then we say made for the husband could be made for that neder, bein liyatzmoy bein lacherim. Even if she gets a get late and she remarries to somebody else, that first hafara is okay. That she's able to eat fruits, doesn't matter whether she still stays married, doesn't stay married, even though she remarried to somebody else, the first hafara helps. Mashen kein, ein beminu nefesh. Let's say the neder does not have to do with inu nefesh. She makes the neder that her husband can't have enjoyment from her. There's no inu nefesh for herself about this. So such a neder is only ein bem inu nefesh. It's only a neder beino lebeino. It's only a neder that pertains between him and her. So then we say meifer liach is ein bem inu nefesh liatzvei meifer. The husband has a right to be meifer the neder kol zman it pertains to him. Now, pertaining to him does not, like we said before, mean only up until he gives her a get, but even after he gives her a get. The first husband, whenever he wants to have enjoyment from his wife, it will be mutter. You matter it for yourself, li'elam. But li'acherim eino meifer, that's the difference. Let's say you give her a get, and then she gets married to another husband. By the second husband, then her neder comes back again. Devorim beino lebeino, if she made that first neder, that she's not going to let her husband have any enjoyment from her. So even though the first husband was made for that neder, but later when he gives her a get, so right after the get, true, the husband could have enjoyment from her. His afara still helps. But let's say she gets married lacherim to somebody else, she goes into somebody else's rishus, then the first husband's afara does not help, and then the neder comes back again. That by the second husband, again, that neder is here, that second husband cannot have enjoyment from her. This is the way it's learned. Eilu nedorim shul mufor bein liyatzlo bein lacherim. Our Mishnah is saying a statement like this. These are the type of nedorim that a husband has a right to be nefer, and that afara helps for himself and for somebody else. Even though she remarries to somebody else later, after the get, that neder is off. Mashen ke nedorim sheish feminu nefesh. That's the dorm sheyesh feminu nefesh. A neder that inu nefesh, that's the lach that the husband could be made for that neder, and the afara stays near them. Right, the Mishnah says the merchatz. So the first Tanakam holds, this is called neder of inu nefesh. That's something painful to her, that she can't take a shower. Hechi koma, how does exactly did she say this neder? How does she speak it out? Eli Madioma that she said, Kainim Paris Eilam Alai. She's making this a neder not to eat any fruits in the world. In Erchatz, if she'll take a shower today, says so, Lomulu Hafara. Why does her husband have to be made for another world together? The neder wasn't even chal yet. Loi Tirchatz, we should tell her, don't take a shower today. And therefore, Vuloi Lissra in Paris Eilam. And therefore, you won't become Masab eating the fruits. If a neder was that all the fruits of the world is also to me if I take a shower today. So let's tell her not to take a shower today. Allah v'yoyd v'ho in such a case leim rab yoysi ein elo nidrin on efesh. If that was the neder, that if she does take a shower today, she can't eat any fruit in the world, so ein lochinu nefesh godom is there, how could rab yoysi argue on this? That's called a tremendous inu nefesh, you're giving her pain. Because Dilma Rochsa, maybe she will take a shower today, and then she'll be also to eat all the fruits of the world. That's a terrible pain. So thus, you have to know what's in our Mishnah, exactly how did she make this neder, that the Tanakhama says, taking a shower is called Inu Nefesh, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not called Inu Nefesh. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Tei. We just thought just last Gemara again on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The bottom of Gemara again, it says in the Mishnah Merchatz. The lady says that she won't take a shower, won't wash herself. So the Mishnah Lashon is, again, that Edel Nadorim Shumefa, Dvorim Sheshpam Inu Nefesh, Im Erchatz V'yim LaYerchatz. She makes a type of a nedev, she will wash herself or she won't wash herself. These are called Nigrei Inu Nefesh. So Gemara says again, Heichi Koma, what exactly did the wife say? Elaine, if you want to say, the Omra that she said, Koi name Peiris Eilu Malai. She's making an Issa Neder, she can't have enjoyment from any Peiris in the world, from any fruits. In Erchatz, if she washes herself, may, is that the way, is that the type of a Neder that she made? Gemara says, if so, Lo Malah Hafara. Since so, why does the husband have to be made for the Neder altogether? The Chura, the Eitzer is, Loi Tirchatz, she should not wash herself. Well, at least run Peiris Eilum, Elo Allah, or the Girsa should be Peiris Olam Allah, and she will not become Asa with the Peiris. In other words, she only made the Neder that she's Asa, she can't eat all the fruits, if she washes herself. So true, not to eat any fruits, that's called Inu Nefesh. If somebody can't eat any fruit, that's terrible, that's called Inu Nefesh, you're giving yourself pain. But we're going now just not to wash yourself, that's not so bad. So Chura, let's tell her not to wash herself, and therefore the Neder won't be Chal. If so, why does the husband have to be made for the nether altogether? Right, the Vyod, another kasher is, if that's Pshana Mishnah, this is the nether we're talking about in the Mishnah, so Vyod, Pahol Leima Rabbi Yossi, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nefesh. Is it true? How could Rabbi Yossi argue in the Mishnah and say, these type of Nadorim are not considered Inu Nefesh? Lechura Dilma Rochza, like if you tell me we are afraid that maybe she will wash herself. And if she washes herself, then v'yisasru peiris olam aloh, she'll be also then that she won't be able to eat any fruits in the world. So that's a terrible inu nefesh. That's a terrible pain for her. So how could Rabbi Yosi say in our Mishnah that the first types of nedarim is in erchatz v'im lo erchatz? That's not considered inu nefesh. Like if the neder of the Mishnah is that she said that if she washes herself, then she can't eat any fruits in the world. So that's called inu nefesh. How could Rabbi Yosi argue? So Ran explains Abachal the reason why the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't want to say the Mishnah means straight out that she made a neder not to wash herself. The Ran says the middle line, the first big lines, since the Mishnah doesn't say clearly that she made the neder not to wash herself, alma brechitza lekinui. We see stam from not washing yourself, that's not called pain. That's not called inui. Why does the husband have to be made for it? Many are in the Lishna, the Lama Lafara, La Tirchas, the Disra, and Paris, the Lama La Mashmud, La Aim, the Kol Amos, La Rox, La Misra, La Paris, and La Chashin, the Shema Tirchas. That calls the man, she does not wash herself, so she does not become Master on the Paris of the world. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Why does the husband have to worry so much about making a Hafara? Stam, let's tell her, don't wash yourself. In other words, that's the Diyak. Since the Mishnah doesn't say that she made a neder, push it not to wash yourself. It should have said that's the lashon of the neder. Then I would say the Mishnah holds not washing yourself, that's called inu nefesh. Since the Mishnah says, im erchatz, v'yim lo erchatz, mashma, this neder is totally in something else. Like, if I wash myself, then I'll be yosef with something else. That's the Gemara's deal, that stop not washing yourself, that's not called inu nefesh. So therefore, what's the case of Inu Nefesh? That you're saying that if you wash yourself today, then you'll be also to eat all the Paris of the world. So then that's Taki Inu Nefesh. So Gemara asks the Manashach. First of all, why are we afraid that she wash herself? Let's tell her not to wash herself. The husband shouldn't have to be Mefer. And if you are afraid that she will wash herself, and she'll become awesome, so why does Rabbi Yosi argue? How could Rabbi Yosi now Mishnah say, Ein Elo Nidri Inu Nefesh? Gemara says, "V'ela, what should be the case